I tell you, you're living in the quietest world you're ever going to live in. And understand this, they're screaming in hell and shouting in heaven. So you're not going somewhere going to be quiet either place. But while I'm here, I'm saved, I'm going to get warmed up for up yonder. Amen. I appreciate the good choir, the good quartet singing. I praise the Lord for it. Amen. Mark your place in Acts chapter 2. And when you have, look at John chapter 3. I'm going to read in John 3 beginning, then get back to Acts 2. And try to preach as the Lord would direct our hearts tonight. If you're able, stand as we read the Word of God together tonight. John chapter 3, verse number 8 is where I want to begin. And then we'll go to Acts chapter 2. John chapter 3 and verse number 8 tonight. The Bible says, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Then look at Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2 and beginning in verse number 1. Acts chapter 2 and verse 1, the Bible says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you, Lord, tonight for your mercy and for your grace. Lord, I thank you for the presence of the Holy Spirit here tonight. Lord, how the songs of Zion have blessed us and thrilled our hearts. Oh, Lord, I pray for a little while you might give me clarity of thought and clarity of speech. I give unction of the Holy Ghost that a man must have to preach your word. I pray, Lord, for that sinner in this place tonight. Lord, may the Holy Spirit again deal with their heart. May this be the night and be the place they'll be birthed in the family of God. Lord, I pray for your people, Lord, that you'd just breeze through continually in this service. Help us to exalt Christ, and everything you do, we'll praise you and we'll thank you. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I want to preach a little while tonight out of these verses. The Bible said in John 3, 8, the wind bloweth where it listed. Acts chapter 2 said, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. I want to preach God being my helper for a while on this subject of that heavenly wind. That heavenly wind. Now we find in these verses that the wind is a type and picture of the Holy Ghost. I want to say tonight, any service is void and vain without the presence of the Holy Spirit. That's what gives the anointing in the preaching. That's what gives that extra touch in the singing, is the presence of the Holy Ghost. Now don't get nervous. I'm an independent Baptist. I ain't a charismatic. But I want to say this, I'm not afraid of the Holy Ghost. I'm acquainted with him. He lives on the inside. Some say, preacher, why are you so emotional and stirred up? There's somebody over 32 years ago moved inside of me, and he ain't there on a part-time basis, but he came in to stay, and that is the person of the Holy Ghost. I was thinking this afternoon as we were going into Jubilee meeting how that we need that heavenly wind to blow in this place. I believe there will be good preachers and good singing, but it's the Spirit of Almighty God that makes the difference in our services. Amen. I say it again, I'm not afraid of him. Amen. I'm getting the idea that some of you know him too. That's what makes you wave your hand a little bit and makes you holler glory. It is the moving of that heavenly wind as he makes himself real in our midst. I'll look about five things quickly. I probably won't preach as long as I did this morning, but want to deliver what's on my heart. I'll look first of all tonight at the sovereignty of the wind. The Bible said in John 3:8, the wind bloweth where it listeth. That word listeth means desires or pleases or at his pleasure. Now understand something. You can't do anything to guarantee the wind to blow. Amen. Hey, you have no more control over natural wind than you do the wind of heaven. Amen. The wind blows as it wills. I'm going to say this. I'm glad he chose to begin to blow tonight. Amen. I mean this with all my heart. I'd rather dig a ditch with a spoon than try to preach without the touch of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I promise you, it's a whole lot better when he begins to move in our midst and breathe upon our soul. I want to tell you, he is in control. We don't call the shots. He moves as he pleases. Amen. Oh, friends, some get scared at that word sovereignty. That just means he's got supreme power. That means he's in control. Amen. I said this morning, ain't no Calvinist. Can't even spell that. I'm a whosoever willer. Amen. But I do know that the Holy Spirit is sovereign in his work. He does as the Lord Jesus bids him to do. Amen. Oh, I'm glad for that heavenly wind. There is that sovereignty of the wind. It bloweth where it listeth. Now, let me say second of all. Again, I ain't going to preach on this, going to give us my heart. Secondly, I see in John 3:8 and Acts 2:2, I see in these verses the sound of the wind. We've never seen wind. Amen. We have seen the effect of the wind. But may I say also, you can hear the wind. You're outside and the wind begins to blow. You hear it going through the treetops. Or you hear it making a noise between the houses or the building as the wind begins to blow. I think some of you are aware I could hear him blowing tonight. Amen. How's that, preacher? Well, over here somebody said amen. Someone over there said, glory to God. Somebody else says, hallelujah. What is that, preacher? That's the sound of the wind as he blows in the hearts of the people of God. Amen. If you're a real good redneck, it goes like this. Yeah, boy. Amen. I'm telling you, it's good to hear the sound of the wind blowing in the house of God. I hope you understand, Gateway, you've got something here that a lot of places do not have. Amen. I promise you this, if what happened here in the singing tonight happened in some churches I preached in last year, it would have scared them slapped to death. Amen. It used to scare me too till I got saved. Amen. I was telling you about my mama. She ain't about that high. When I was a boy in an old-fashioned Baptist church, boy, they get to shouting and waving them hankies, and I'd go scooch up close to mama. They made me nervous. Amen. But when I got saved, I found out what was happening. Amen. It was just the sound of the wind blowing. And I'm going to tell you, friend, I'd rather be where he's at than anything I know. Amen. There is the sovereignty of the wind. He blows, he moves as he desires. There is the sound of the wind. By the way, it can't even come out in singing. Amen. By the way, the Bible tells us in the book of Ephesians, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. That's kind of strange, ain't it, that he'd use that kind of picture in that verse. But understand, a drunk man is under the influence of something else. Amen. And the next verse talks about singing in it. Amen. Boy, the wind gets to blowing. It might come out with somebody standing up and singing a verse of Amazing Grace, or singing There Is a Fountain I Feel with Blood, or as they sung tonight, it's still the blood. Amen. I say thank God for the sound of the wind at the house of God. Boy, in these days, I'm praying the wind to blow. Amen. There's the sovereignty of the wind. There is the sound of the wind. Let me say number three, there is the suddenness of the wind. The Bible said in John 3:8, the wind bloweth where it, listen, thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. The Bible said in Acts 2:2, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven. The suddenness of the wind. I don't know about you. I've been outside before. Matter of fact, I thought about being a boy today. One time as a boy, we was poor, and I didn't know we was poor. Amen. Because we was happy. We didn't have to have everything under the sun. A stick done pretty good. Amen. And we used to have to hang our clothes out on the clothesline. Now, some of these youngins in here ain't even got a clue. I just began talking in an unknown tongue to them. Amen. We used to have to hang them clothes out on the clothesline. I remember one time as a boy, they'd been out there hanging for a while, and a great gust of wind come up and began to about blow them off the clothesline. Had to run out there real quickly and get them off. And it seemed like just as sudden as it started, it stopped. I'm going to tell you, I've seen that happen at church. You get in the church, it seemed like you're just having one of those regular services. Everything just kind of going normal. And then all of a sudden, the wind all of a sudden begins to blow. I've been in the prayer room before. Amen. Get in there, the fellas, and begin to share prayer requests and get out to pray. And the next thing you know, the wind gets to blowing in there. Amen. I tell you, friend, the suddenness of the wind, it blows all of a sudden sometimes. But as quick as it starts, it can stop. I want to say something right here. I'm not a steamship preacher. I'm not a yacht. I'm a sailboat preacher. You see, a sailboat has to have wind to go. Amen. I'm not interested in going in my own power. Not interested in preaching with what little ability or knowledge I may think I have. I'm interested in the wind blowing. And I promise you this, you're looking at a preacher, if the wind starts to blow, will throw his sail up. Amen. And ride on the wind for a while. Hey, hear me well. In these days of Jubilee, maybe a lot of visitors here, but if the wind gets to blowing, don't be ashamed. Don't be afraid. Don't worry about the visitor. Just throw your sail up and say, let me ride on the wind a while and catch it, praise God. And go as the Holy Ghost is stirring your heart. Amen. Because as sure as it starts, it can stop. Amen. So there is the sovereignty of the wind. There is the sound of the wind. There is the suddenness of the wind. Let me say number four, there is the strength of the wind. The Bible said in Acts chapter 2, suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. The wind is very interesting to me. It can be a gentle breeze. Or it can be a gale force wind, or it can be a hurricane strength wind. The same wind that can pick a piece of straw up and make it blow across the ground with the wind can take that same piece of straw and drive it in the side of a tree. Amen. The same Holy Ghost that's a blessing God's people here tonight is the same Holy Ghost that'll begin to melt the heart of a sinner. Amen. Oh, yes, there's the strength. I'm telling you something. Again, I ain't a charismatic. Don't get nervous. I'm telling you, I know what it is to feel just a gentle breeze. And I'll tell you, I'll holler just over a gentle breeze. Hey, God owes me nothing. Amen. God ought to let me go to hell. God ought to never look back my way. But God in mercy came where I was, rescued me, delivered me, saved me by His grace, and He lives within me. I promise you, every breath I feel from heaven, I'm truly thankful for. Friend, we sure need the wind to blow. Oh, friend, tonight, we don't deserve anything, but I'm thankful for the wind. I've felt them gentle breezes, but I have gotten that hurricane force a time or two. Amen. Now, some of you old timers, this won't scare you a bit. Some of you remember them days where they'd get overcome. Amen. I've seen them granny women shout their way all over the church house and go find them a chair and just kind of lay back a minute. They'd fan them for a second, and they'd jump up and get at it again. Amen. What is it? That strong wind blowing. I tell you what, do some of you good this week is get caught in one of them gale force winds or that hurricane strength wind for the first time. Yeah, it'll make you act a little different. Amen. Pastor Stewart, I love watching folk come into these old-fashioned churches for the first time. They see us get happy and wave our hand, get to shout. They look around. Yeah, I got good news. Sit real still. You're all right. We won't hurt you. But I do like it when they hang around a while. And they get saying, I kind of like that. And then one of them first Sundays come by, or a Wednesday night, a revival meeting, or Jubilee, and the wind gets to blow it. And before they know it, they've jumped up and waved their hands and hollered, hallelujah, glory to God. And they sit down and they say, what did I just do? Amen. It'll do some of you some good to kick your pride off into the lake of fire and just have yourself a Holy Ghost fit as he blows upon your soul. I'm going to tell you the strength of the wind. What a blessing to know he can blow upon our heart with what we need. Amen. There's the sovereignty of the wind. There's the sound of the wind. There's the suddenness of the wind. There's the strength of the wind. Let me say fifthly, there's the salvation of the wind. I preached about a little bit on that this morning. I feel led of the Lord to hit it one more time tonight. You only get in when the Holy Ghost is speaking to your heart. Amen. It's more than agreeing to some facts in this Bible. That got me in trouble in a camp meeting about 2 years ago. They kind of got upset at me because I said, you can go down the altar and give them all the facts you want to. But if the Holy Ghost ain't blowing, amen. And by the way, I want to say something. A man, woman, boy, a girl will never seek the Lord until the wind blows. Amen. He said in John 3:8, the wind bloweth where it listeth, thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Amen. I remember when he began to blow my heart. Amen. Brought me to Christ. I called on the name of the Lord and he saved me right then and there. Amen. I'm saying tonight, you that's here lost, if the Holy Spirit is dealing with you, a wooing you, you need to run to Christ right then. He may not deal with you later. He might not deal with you the next service. Amen. You understand it's pure mercy that God would deal with us the first time. Amen. You see, we don't deserve it. We ought to be in hell. You said, now, preacher, I wouldn't go that far. That's why you're still lost. I ought to be in hell. But God had mercy on me and sent the good Holy Ghost by to convict me of my sin and show me Jesus Christ. Now, I'm like most of you. I did not get saved the first time the Holy Ghost dealt with me. But I'm glad he still had mercy. And he came back again and again and again. And I want to tell you, I believe all my heart, had I not got saved that night, he may have never come by my way again. Amen. Can I just throw this little side note out about getting saved? I've been in a lot of good Holy Ghost meetings. When I was growing up in my home church, boy, the glory fall folk get to shouting. Since I've been preaching, traveling, preaching meetings and things, I've been in those good services. Last Sunday, I kicked another meeting off, and on Sunday night of the meeting, it got out there. It's unusual to see it break out on the second service, but it did. It got way out yonder. Amen. But let me say this right here. Listen to me real good now. I've been in a lot of those services. I've yet to hear somebody stand up and say, now, I wish I'd waited about 20 more years. I ain't never heard that. Have you heard that, Pastor Stewart? Ever heard anybody say, boy, you know, I think I could have had a better life if I'd waited about 30 more years. But I tell you what I keep hearing them jump up a squalling and a touch of God, and they're saying, man, if I'd known it's going to be this good, I'd got saved a long time ago. Amen. Hey, friend, I'm telling you, the salvation, you get in when the Holy Ghost is a blowing upon your heart. Can I say this about revival for the saints? You only have revival when the wind blows. Amen. Now, I believe in the responsibility that we have. 2 Chronicles 7:14, the first part deals with our responsibility. Amen. But revival won't come until the wind blows. Amen. The wind brings in in the hot summer days, it brings in that gentle breeze to cool you off. But that wind can also bring in that much needed rain. I don't know about you, but our land is a barren wilderness spiritually right now. And the only hope for America tonight is for the wind to blow in the rain revival among the people of God, and us be refreshed and us be revived to make a difference again in our great country tonight. Oh, friend, there is the salvation of the wind. This week in these night services and morning services, I pray that we all have a desire that the wind would blow. And when it does blow, that we wouldn't get in the way. Amen. As I was praying today, I said, Lord, I was thinking to myself, and I was back there in that pew a minute ago, I said, Lord, I don't want to do anything to grieve or quench the Holy Spirit. Amen. He's been mighty good to us today. I was in a meeting one time, this old country boy got saved and hadn't been saved long. And man, we was in a good service shouting it out. And he said, ain't it nice that the Lord come by? I said, praise God, he knows more than some of that crowd been saved 30 years. Amen. Oh, friend, we need the wind to blow in these days. Your pastor's got some men lined up as we that'll feed our hearts. There's some singers that'll be singing that'll bless our hearts. But we must have the wind. Amen. We don't need this man-made worked up stuff that's happening so much in our churches tonight. We need the real thing. I thought about that, and I thought this afternoon as I was studying, I'd love to see some young women in their 30s and down get a hold of what them old-time ladies had that knew how to shout and worship. Amen. Some men that would get a hold of the old men that were in the amen corner. Amen. Oh, we just need to obey as the wind would blow in these days of meeting. I'm thankful. I'm amazed how God sets the stage and just showed us just a little breath tonight. A breeze. And how good it was in my heart. I was about to come totally unglued back yonder. You get singing about the blood, and it does something way down on the inside of me. Amen. It's just a blessing. It's a blessing to be a child of the living God. Amen. I ask you again, if you're here lost tonight, what in the world are you waiting on? There is no one or anything worth going to hell over. And child of God, our help comes from the Lord. It's not a preacher. I'm going to share this with you, and I'm done right here. This happened to me in my own personal life. I know sometimes some don't want to hear personal, but listen to me. Several years ago, I was going through a valley. It was dark, probably one of the hard places I've seen in my Christian life. And I was pastoring another state then, and I thought, if I can get to a camp meeting, I'd be all right. That's what I thought. And I thought, boy, getting in the glory, Father, that helped me. Well, sure enough, I had a buddy of mine called me and went to his meeting, and the glory did fall, but I didn't feel nothing. Sometimes God just kind of corners us up to work us into where we love Him for who He is more than what He does for us. Amen? So if you don't necessarily what you think get what you need this week, hang around. Amen? Hang around. Because sooner or later, the wind will blow on you. Amen. We need to look for what God has for us in these days of Jubilee. Father, take the message now. Use it for your honor and your glory. Father, I've tried to preach what you touched my heart with. Lord, I'm glad. I'm glad for your presence right here tonight. Lord, save that sinner near his tail and stir your people, I pray, in Jesus' name. Heads bowed and eyes closed just a minute tonight. I wonder, is there someone here would be honest with theirself and before God and would raise a hand and say, preacher, remember me in prayer. I know I'm lost. I know I need the Lord Jesus. And please remember me in prayer. Is there anyone tonight? You'd raise your hand and say, preacher, God, the Holy Ghost spoke to me again. I know I'm lost. Thank you. Anyone else? God touched your heart. You're lost without God tonight. I wonder, is someone here that's saved and you say, preacher, I know I'm saved, but this week I sure am needing something from the Lord. Would you remember me? My hand's jumping up pretty quick. Needs all over the place. I need some, preacher, pray for me. I need the heavens to blow upon my soul again. Amen. I want us to stand. Brother, what are we going to sing? All right, Pastor Bernard, as we sing, this altar's open. A good place to start jubilees around an old-fashioned altar. You need something, I'd say, God, I'm presenting myself. Lord, help me. I need you this week while we sing.